Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and Chicago bringing this back. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Folks, as you know, this is I'm taking the last segment in this segment to celebrate the life of Arnold Palmer. He wouldn't want it any other way. We lost him earlier this week. As you know, in the last segment, I paid my own tribute to him, and I've asked Ray Keating to join us. Ray, as you know, is a great member of our Brain Trust and chief economist for Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. And Ray told me he had a story about Arnold that he wanted to share. Ray, thanks again for being here. I've never heard you, and I've known you for 16 years, 17 years, I guess. I've never heard you mention the game of golf.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you play golf?
I try to get out as I haven't played as much in recent years, just with my schedule. But I love golf.
Right. Okay. Well, somehow we've never it's never come up before, so I didn't know much about your golf career. But I think you'd agree with me that millions of people around the world, many of them who've never picked up a golf club, loved and admired Arnold Palmer.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what he did for the game of golf, you know, we've heard it so many times, is tremendous. You know, every golfer out there on the PGA Tour today, I think, understands that probably.
They stand on his shoulders.
Yeah, and then his ability, what he did beyond the game in terms of, well, business and television commercials, but also his charitable work, which you wrote about.
His humanity.
You know, it's just a wonderful person. And he, you know, he's one of those people that I never met but had a tremendous influence on me. And in terms of my love of the game of golf, that came from my grandfather. But it was reinforced by Arnold Palmer. When I was young, seeing him on television, I still remember the last PGA Tour event. He won the Bob Hope.
That was in 73.
Yeah, he had a tremendous influence on me. And then as you get older, you realize, it's not just that he was a great golfer, but his character and the type of person he was. And, I learned a lot from Arnold Palmer never having met him. And, you know, my story to you real quick is I knew that he was not doing well, and I decided to drop him a note, say how much I appreciated his influence on me, what I learned from him, and I sent him my novel. You know, just as, listen, I don't know if you're
Stephen,
type
Pastor
of thing,
Stephen Grant novels.
My Pastor Stephen Grant novels. And probably, you know, early this month I did that, and I heard on Monday morning that he passed away, and it really did affect me. And then I go out to the mailbox that very afternoon, and I got a note from him. You know, it was a note from Arnold Palmer.
Wow.
And it was just, and it wasn't one of those, you know, crank out.
I haven't seen it, but I promise you it's from Arnold.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And he specifically, he said, thank you so much for thinking of me. He said, I've skimmed through the books, hope to read them, and my wife is a big reader, and I'm sure she'll enjoy them. And it was just, it was one of those moments in life where you're like, wow, you know, what do I do with this?
That's weird. And,
But beautiful.
See, I've been in his office. I've seen how he corresponds with people. I know the people who support him.
Right.
There's nothing artificial. There's nothing. I mean, he, just like I said about when he was at dinner I talked about. People coming by just to see him saying, putting their hand on his shoulder, Arnold, don't get up. We just want to say hello. His back was killing him. He was literally flying that night to the Mayo Clinic to see what to do about his back, and he couldn't sit down. He got up every time.
You know, he's somebody, you know, I often think today about, and I don't know, real quick, but social media and how people interact with their fans, their friends, however you want to put it these days. And the smart ones interact. Truly interact with people, and technology allows you to do that. Arnold Palmer understood that in the 1950s, right?
Yeah.
And there's that talk about, you had that quote, that was a perfect quote, where I think it was from Nicholas saying that,
yeah,
you know, I love golf,
Arnold loved people.
Mm-hmm. And that, you know, Arnold loved golf, we know that, because Arnold still wanted to play, right, to his,
right.
To his last.
He loved golf more than Jack, but it was funny the way Jack said it, yeah.
Yes, and because, you know, Palmer did that, he had that interaction with people, and it, you know, it's not an exact comparison, but look at Phil Mickelson today and how he interacts with people compared to maybe Tiger Woods, who not so much, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Palmer understood this, and I think it wasn't a calculating thing with him. I think it was just,
he loved people.
Look where I am, and I appreciate, you know, the people that follow me on the golf course, you know?
I've seen him walk 100 yards from the last tee to the clubhouse, and he would walk slow, and he was being mobbed by 1,000 people, and he didn't have a pen in his hand. He walked slow, and he kept moving toward the clubhouse, and he signed all the way, and whatever they asked him, they stood put in front of him, he signed it.
Right.
And he signed it legibly.
We lost one of the greats
this week, folks, and there'll never be another Arnold Palmer.
And celebrate his life. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, we celebrate his life. But also, pay attention to how he lived his life. We all need to imitate that, Ray.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, Jim.
Yeah. Hey, Ray, thanks for being here. Good job today. And thanks
appreciate
for that story. I didn't know about that, folks. That was a great story that Ray brought us, and we appreciate it very much. So, ladies and gentlemen, we lost a legend this week, and I'll miss him. I know you will, too. But the way we can honor him is to live our lives, as Socrates said, as Arnold did, to be in reality what we appear to be.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.